D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Our debut in Drive Time. We have moved to the 3 to 6 p.m. slot. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. Adam Vingan still adjusting, so he will be back with us tomorrow. He was with us the first 2 hours of the show. If you missed our beginning of our show, we're very thankful for the opportunity to get into Drive Time. We've been doing 11 to 2 for, especially D-Mace and I, have been going way back in that slot. For me, it's the time slot that I was in forever until I moved hanging with D-Mace and Darren McFarland back in 2016 is when I joined them. So I'm really excited to be back in the Drive Time for the 5 o'clock hour. You get a little extra juice. And a lot of you asked on our text line, we're going to read a bunch of your texts here recently, what about the Predators? How is it going to be with me working in the job that I do now, traveling with the Predators, doing the television? And that is something I will have to adjust. But I have done it. If you go back, my first couple of years doing Predators games, I did the Drive Time show with George Plaster and Floyd Reese. So it's just an adjustment for the preparation for the game. Obviously, on a game night, my attention is going to be focused a little bit more on that broadcast. But I still will be contributing to the show. So I don't think I'm going to miss any more shows than I have been missing with travel and things like that. So I'm really excited to get back into this slot. So this is going to be great stuff. We are broadcasting for the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with a buzz. Is always about great service. Now, D-Mace and I are on opposite sides of this argument about the studies about what to do with a first-round drafted rookie quarterback. When do you put him in? The Titans have really made no bones about it. Cam Ward is going to start opening day, unless there's something we're completely missing, or they do an about-face. And that does make me wonder, how poorly would he have to play? Or how much would he have to struggle for them to even consider not starting in week one? Because Brian Callahan has been pretty consistent with what he has said for a while now. And one of his frames of reference is with Cincinnati and what they did with Joe Burrow. So recently, Brian Callahan was asked about that comparison.
Having already been through this number one pick process with Joe Burrow, you're clearly experienced, but do you look at any other experiences or consult with anyone else who went through a similar process with a quarterback?
I think you pay attention to it. You know, I haven't sought any outside counsel with people that have been with those guys. But I've watched it, and you see, I've watched the tape too, and just to watch other rookie quarterbacks in the last couple of years play, see what they did well, where they struggled, see if you can't anticipate maybe a problem or two that we could run into just based on what those games look like. So plenty of research done, plenty of things to look at. And on the flip side, look at where some guys have had success. You know, there's been some rookie quarterbacks that have played well over the last couple of years, and what did they do? What positions did they get put in that allowed them to play well? So all of those things factor in. There's really no stone unturned when it comes to getting a rookie quarterback ready, and there's nowhere I won't look for potential edges or advice or anything like that. So it's been a fun process for sure.
Now, D-Mace, as you hear that, do you think even if he went to Mike Borgonzi or maybe even Adam Strunk and said, you know what, let's wait and see with Cam, and let's let his play do the talking. Do you think he could do it if he wanted to do it? Sit him in week one? Do you think this is the organization, since they don't have much to rally around,
you're almost stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because not only are you trying to decide on whether to start a rookie quarterback, but if it doesn't work out, you don't start him, who else do you have to fall back on? You don't. I mean, what other superstars do you have on this team that will get people in that building?
None from a marketing standpoint.
From a marketing standpoint, I mean, you got Big Jeff, but outside of Jeff, it's nobody. So, listen, he almost essentially, he has to play. This is what, and I'm just being real. He has to play. But it's up to Brian Callahan to develop this quarterback and get him to a space where, listen, it may not look like Jaden Daniels when he first jumped onto the scene, but it gradually gets to that as the season goes. You know, maybe he doesn't start off playing well, Maybe it happens at week three or four where it finally clicks. Then we can look back and say, well, what if he hadn't played those three games prior to that fourth game? Maybe it wouldn't have clicked. Maybe he got enough experience in those first three or four games that that fifth or sixth game, it finally clicked for him. So this is where the Titans are at, and we know why they are in this situation. They have no choice but to play this young man. If he shows anything, I don't think this thing is going to fall off the map or anything as far as him, you know, his play. But I think you're going to continue to see the ebbs and flows of a rookie quarterback, especially now because, I mean, these guys are picked and prodded and analyzed every snap they take from center. Every snap, from the minute they become that guy in practice until they're done, every snap that they have will be either it will be scrutinized or it will be you would run through a comb through it, you know, fine tooth comb through it. That's just where the quarterbacks are right now. So to me, if the guy shows anything, Cam Ward, go out there and let him play, and he's gonna take his lumps.
D-Mace is full speed ahead. Go ahead and let Cam play on opening day. Now, if you missed the last part of the last hour, we did give you the stat from The Athletic where they put together these numbers of first-round draft picks since 2000. So this would be just after Steve McNair. So Steve McNair would not count in this era. So it's 2000 until today. And we also have to shave off the guys who have been just drafted in the last couple years, like Cam Ward, and then last year's class, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy, those guys. And then the year before, even, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, because it's too early to tell if they're going to earn a second contract.
Exactly.
But the measurement we're using is how many of these quarterbacks, and there are 56 that we have on the list, how many earned a second contract with the team that drafted them? So, in other words, not Baker Mayfield. He didn't get the second contract with the Browns. How many got the second? If the quarterback started before week 7 of his rookie year, only 13 out of 43 got a second contract with the team that picked him. This is the category that Cam Ward is likely going to be in. 12 out of 23 of the quarterbacks who they waited until at least week 7 or later, some they waited the whole rookie year, like Aaron Rodgers, famously, right? He didn't play at all his first year. 6 of those 10 made it. So 12 for 23, week 7 or beyond their rookie year. 13 of 43, either opening day or before week 7. So the numbers would tell you, you should at least consider not throwing Cam Ward to the wolves, especially where the Titans roster is.
Yeah, I'm going to consider it.
It doesn't look like they're considering it.
I'm going to consider it, but I'm going to still start him if he shows
it.
They're considering starting him. That's why they put him out there.
We might need to rethink this, okay? Especially we've been watching these practices. It has not gone real well.
But I would rather him take first-team reps with the offense.
And you can do that and still not start him on Sunday.
And him learn through all of this, him learn in Tampa, him learn in Atlanta. So hopefully we can get enough time on task for this young man that when he goes into the season, yes, it's going to be hard. It's always going to be hard, whether you're a 10-year vet or not. But you will be a little bit further along in the game, so to speak, if you start him right away. And I know every situation is different. But I don't think the Titans have the time. Brian Callahan doesn't have the time for this young man to sit and wait.
Okay. Well, along those lines, 615-737-1025, our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You guys are flooding with your opinions on this topic. Mutt says he asked AI. Uh-huh. This may be a new thing on sports talk shows. Just ask AI. Wait a minute. What about ask D-Mace? We're going to ask D-Mace.
Damn,
on
AI.
The show. Yeah, come on. He asked AI for average coach tenure by decade. It says this was a quick AI thing. However, AI does it. It's estimated, but the coach expectancy, mm-hmm. the more recent you get, it's gotten shorter and shorter. In other words, teams will pull the trigger quicker, and so coaches feel the pressure. It's hard to sit QBs. There's no question that has probably contributed to why it's 13 for 43. They throw the guy in there when he's not ready.
I get it, but I'm not drafting him only to get fired because I'm not playing him. No, unless I get me Alex Smith or Joe Flacco that can win me some football games.
Robert in Spring Hill says Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, of course, Tom Brady was not a first-round pick.
Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Come on, now. We got to throw Tom Brady out of that.
He's not in this study. Yeah. Mahomes is. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, every top-tier quarterback in the last 20 years sat out for at least half a season. To my recollection, that to me is not a coincidence. Well, that's not 100% true, but I do think we just gave you the numbers. There has been a better rate of success when you do wait at least the first 6 or 7 weeks. Let's go to Gorilla.
Gorilla?
Is our call line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. Gorilla.
Yeah, spelled G-O-R-E-A-L-L-A. And I like the memo.
Okay.
I like to go real. Keep it real.
Go real. Okay, okay.
Hey, guys, check this out, man. I just want to say you guys are pure competition. I love this line up here, the time that you guys are in. I mean, I'm tuned in. We don't really have real deep football discussions and things like that this time of the day. I don't know why they didn't do this early on, man. And this is the perfect time, football season. You guys are fixing to become stars in this market. But I want to just add this one thing, and that is that who do we have behind Cam?
Brandon Allen.
Exactly. And then just kind of pay attention to historically, the NFL were more of a balanced style offense. You had a mean running game, which helped young our quarterbacks. You wasn't really airing the ball out. A lot of quarterbacks were depended upon. But that smooth transition, the last pattern, smooth transition we literally almost had was Steve McNair to VY. Everything from that point on has just been in debacle. It's just been like just find somebody to fit in. Right now we just need a guy. And if you don't play Cam, you're gonna upset this fan base because there's so much hype around him. Because the only thing that we have, guys, being a 3-14 team is hope right now. That's the only thing that we have. You want me to buy tickets? You want me to go on ahead and purchase my season tickets? Yeah, give me something to believe in. It's not Jeff, right? I'm kind of hyped for Cam, whether he excels or whether he struggles. I think that we ought to kind of pay attention to what Denver did. I'm looking for something similar to Bo Nix with Denver. With the Titans this season.
Okay.
I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Well, thank you, Gorilla. Gorilla.
That is a success story.
Yeah.
And I can understand the temptation because he's all you've got. As we've said, in the backdrop of all this, you've got a new stadium on the horizon. So much is riding on Ward. They don't have a great roster around him. So he's the guy everybody's going to want to see play. Mm-hmm. If they roll out Brandon Allen on opening day, they'd be
the
like,
crowd
"Wait a minute,
well.
Where's Cam?" They're gonna get, that's still not really how the decision should be made.
In my opinion. But your roster isn't, the caller was right. Listen, the only way you're gonna get people in that stadium is if Cam Ward is the quarterback. That's the only way.
Because
they want to see
stadium,
exactly.
Because it's
they want to see it
not
now.
In great shape.
Yeah, they want to see it now. They want to see. If the decision to bypass those draft picks and for you to draft, they want to see it now. Did you make the right decision now? They don't want you to sit him for a year or sit him for 8 or 9 games and then bring him in and then use that as an excuse of why he isn't developed. No, they want to see him now. And they are paying enough money, this fan base, to go to every game that they expect their head coach to develop their new quarterback. So when they start the season, he is on the field ready to go. That's just the fan base. And it's not going anywhere. And unfortunately, because they haven't had a good team in 3 years, you have to do things. I'm not going to say they're pressuring him to do it because I truly believe if Cam doesn't show anything, I would tend to believe that Brian Callahan is like, we going to go get us another quarterback and we may do it a different way. We may start him a little bit later. But if he's showing anything – it's almost like you got to play him, man. You can't sit back and wait.
Texter says, I would like for Cam to wait and learn. I would like for Cam to wait and learn. But, unfortunately, the Titans don't have the team for that. If only we had a better backup quarterback that can start and still win some games and still show us if Brian Callahan is capable of being a head coach with a quarterback that knows how to play NFL ball. So he's not showing much faith in Brandon Allen. So it would just be a big buzzkill. I get it. If you say Brandon Allen's going to start, Cam's just not ready.
You better go get
your quarterback.
But
if he's not ready, he's not ready. That would be my thing. And I would show the numbers. I would say Cam's taking all the reps in practice. We are rebuilding. We're trying to do what's best for Cam Ward. Everything's riding on Cam Ward, but it's hard to play that because when week one starts and you're 0-0, your fans are hopeful, and they want you to win, and they want you to win with Cam Ward. It's a tough dilemma. Let's go to Terrell from Spring Hill on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right.
Good.
First of all, I'd like to say I love y'all guys. I'm a teacher. Sometimes I'll be listening to y'all doing a class because y'all at this time. I'm so glad y'all at this time slot. I can finally listen to everyone.
Okay, you don't have to multitask exactly. Anymore, Terrell. This is good.
But one thing keep on saying that you call as a math teacher, numbers, I love it. I know. I trust in them. But here's the thing. You keep saying a capable starter. You're talking about guys that were in front of these guys that you can listen to. They have been successful. You can watch them, see what they do, ask questions. Cam does not have that. I know Brandon has started some things, but he is not that guy that you like, oh, man, as a teacher, you had a mentor. I'm quite sure, D. Mace, you had a wide receiver that you can go ask questions when you first came into the league. He does not have that. Now, you also got to understand, and D-Max got to understand, as a football coach myself, everything has to happen right. So Jaden Daniels, that lob that they won off that Hail Mary, a lot of things went great for them, and them comebacks and everything like that. He's going to be fine. I say play Cam Ward, because right now the situation sits. They are betting on the skills of Callahan that he had with Joe Burrow. Can he turn that same skills he did better than him with this guy?
All right, hey, Terrell, thanks a lot for the call.
And again, a lot of this is going to fall on the lap of Brian Callahan. A lot of, you know, whether Cam is successful or not, I don't think people are going to necessarily, put the blame all on Cam Ward. I can tell you right now, it's going to be the roster, and it's going to be, well, Brian Callahan couldn't even develop Will Levis. Why did y'all keep him another year to develop Cam Ward? So this is an opportunity. And Willie, I know the best thing would be to sit him. I get it. But in today's football, unfortunately, especially with a coach that is basically seems like he's on a hot seat, you got to play him.
Here's
a
wrinkle from Titans history.
Especially if he shows you anything.
And this is the post-D-Mace Titans history. But shortly after D-Mace left the Titans and went to the Ravens, the Titans drafted Vince Young. And what happened in camp that year was quite unique because, Terrell's case is, look, maybe if they had a better quarterback, if they had better backup, you might feel better about letting him ease into it a little bit more. And Brandon Allen, the fact that it's Brandon Allen, I think, has everybody going, I don't want to see Brandon Allen play. Nothing against him personally. But he has no notches on the belt, right? He's never done anything in the league. The Titans, when they drafted Vince Young, they had Billy Volek. And it was assumed that Billy Volek would start. And then there was a falling out that kind of hit everybody by surprise. Jeff Fisher just turned on Billy Volek and brought in Kerry Collins late in the training camp and started Kerry Collins, even though he was only with the team a few weeks before they threw him in there week one. And that bought some time for Vince Young, who they did not think was ready. And Vince Young, I can't remember exactly what week he started, but I think it was 5 or 6. It was before the week 7 cutoff. But, of course, we know what happened to Vince Young. A very fast start and then leveled off quickly. But I wonder if they would consider bringing in, if somebody falls to them, like the situation in Cleveland, let's say Kenny Pickett. I heard Chase and Big Joe bring this one up. Or somebody like that hits the market, and you've got the number one waiver wire pickup. Would they consider bringing somebody in as a stopgap if, after a couple more weeks, they just said, look, Cam Ward is not quite ready. We need to give him a little bit of time. This is how we buy time.
I think you would be naive not to.
So you would feel different if they had a different backup?
Yes, I would. I truly would. No knock on Brandon Allen. But, bro, you just hadn't had enough snaps. You didn't. When you're dealing with the rookie quarterback, and maybe, you know, Brian Callahan just feels comfortable because Brandon Allen has been through the system. But when you got a rookie quarterback, man, you have to, at least I believe, you have to go in with somebody that has a history of winning some football games, I think. Because especially if you're a coach on a hot seat, if you want to try to, you know, maintain your job, and if it's not working out, that you know that this rookie quarterback ain't starting, you better have a good backup. And right now, I don't think they have a good backup.
615-737-1025, your opinion on should they just continue to push Cam Ward right along into the starter's chair for week one, or should they consider the numbers that I'm putting out there? DVD is going to continue in just a moment. Phone lines are loaded up. You can get in there. We've got your text lines that we're going to read as well. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
Last one, to talk about Cam, the first word you usually hear is confidence. Mm-hmm. How important do you think that is when he is struggling, things aren't going well, and guys don't see him get rattled?
I think that's an underrated and critical part about playing quarterback in the NFL, because you're always going to have something go wrong. It's just the position, the pressure the position faces, especially when you're a young quarterback that people are counting on. That ability to not get rattled and to not ever dip in your confidence is really what separates guys, I think. And Cam's got a really unique ability to not get flustered, or he never flinches, and he just comes on back and does it again. And that's an important quality for a young player to have, because it's going to be hard. There's no doubt about it. It's a hard position to play. It's a hard position in sports. He's a young player. We have a young team, and he's going to face plenty of adversity. And his mental makeup and ability to handle that and stay confident through struggle, I think, is really important.
Brian Callahan talking about his quarterback, one of the factors of them seemingly putting him in the starter's chair for week one here is that despite the struggles and the adversity that Cam Ward has clearly gone through practice, and he's not alone around the NFL, even some guys who have been in the league for a while are struggling right now if you look around the league at practices. Defenses tend to be ahead of offenses. But he believes he's got the mental makeup to handle adversity, and they are likely to have quite a bit of adversity this year if he's going to be their starter because of just where the roster is. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here on DVD. We're taking your phone lines and our phone calls and texts at 615-737-1025, driven by WilsonCaddyHyundai.com. We're asking the question, should the Titans at least consider waiting to start Cam Ward based on the history since the year 2000 of quarterbacks taken in the first round? Only 13 out of 43 who started before week 7 of their rookie year. So even guys who stat a couple of games are included in this list. Only 13 of 43 even signed a second contract with their team. 12 of 23, a much better percentage, over 50%, signed a second contract with their team if the team waited at least 7 weeks to put them in the starter's chair. Tommy on our text line says this: that stat is irrelevant. Stroud started day one. We know he's going to get a new deal. It's the player. Stats are crap.
Stats ain't everything.
He's with you. D-Mace is like full steam ahead.
Yeah, just let the kid play.
Another text says D-Mace is spot on. You like this guy. He didn't give his name, unfortunately. But you're okay with this, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely okay with it.
I haven't swayed you at all.
No, I don't think you're going to sway me.
I did sway you a little bit by if they were to bring in a better backup.
Yeah, if they were to bring. The only thing that will sway me is if I see him in these preseason games and it's evident that he doesn't know what he's doing or he can't pick up on what's going on. Because, listen, these defenses are going to be as vanilla as they possibly can be in preseason. So if you can't do some – if you can't show that you can play in this league in preseason with defenses, they're only playing cover three, man, they ain't trying to do anything too exotic because they don't want to show everything. But if you can't come out and have some good outings in these next – in the three preseason games that you have, then, yeah, we may have a problem. But outside of that, throw him out there and you know, I'm more concerned about the backup quarterback than I am Cam Ward.
Another texter says, most of the quarterbacks that sat had a good quarterback to sit behind, and that's why they were successful. It's a fair point. Brett Favre, Alex Smith, mm-hmm. And obviously, well, and Alex Smith, they were kind of in a bad situation, but certainly Mahomes behind Alex exactly. Smith, Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre, and Brett Favre, I think, sat
Aaron
for a while.
Rogers,
obviously, he wasn't even on the Packers to start.
Jordan Love behind Aaron Rodgers.
There you go. The ones who had to start, like Baker Mayfield, Caleb, Bryce, didn't have a good veteran to compete with or learn from. That's kind of what I'm afraid of for Cam Ward.
And that's why I say it's not necessarily – you're not bringing in a better veteran to compete with Cam to take – you're bringing him in to push Cam. You know, Cam get to see what a 8, 9, 10-year veteran guy knows and what he's been through. He gets to pick his brain. Not to say he can't do it with Brandon Allen, but again, I need a guy. If I'm the Tennessee Titans and I sit where I'm sitting with this roster, I need a better backup. I do, because if anything happens to my young quarterback, if my young quarterback isn't showing development through this camp, I shouldn't be stressed out to throw in my second quarterback. I should be able to say, okay, I'm going to throw him in and then let the young quarterback sit and then go from there. But outside of there, I'm more so worried about the backup guy than I am Cam Ward.
Andrew texted and says, I honestly think the Titans should call Tannehill, make him an offer to help Cam out. Give him some time to make sure that this is our future and not feed him to the wolves right away.
I'm going to make you offer you can't refuse.
Well, where is Ryan Tannehill right now? Do you
I have
think
no
he's
idea
considering
where
playing?
Ryan Tannehill's name comes up periodically in all of this.
I don't think that's realistic, right?
I don't
right?
know. Maybe because the last team he was with was the Titans, and they figured he's healthy now. But I don't think they want to go down that road again with bringing in Ryan Tannehill. They will bring in someone else, but Ryan Tannehill probably not.
One final text, and then we'll hit the break for our last segment here. David texts in says, well, it's the Titans. They'll screw it up one way or the other. No matter who's the coach or GM, it's what they do.
See,
fatalism. That's
yes.
part of this whole equation. When you're down, there is just no confidence in anything you do.
No, and I think that's what, and I've said this before, I think that's what Titans fans, they suffer from that because.
Big time.
And I don't blame them, because for so many, this team has been bad for the last 3 years. And it seemed like everything that they've done has turned up bad with players, drafting players, stuff like that. They haven't seen anything good the last 3 years consistently, especially not the quarterback position. Now they're like, why should we trust them? You know, it's not even so much about Brian Callahan. It's just about the organization, period. Like, why should we trust this organization that they are going to do what's right by Cam Ward and develop this young guy? I would say, because I believe this organization has learned from their past failures with the quarterback, even though I want him to play right now, and I think he should play right now, they understand that they got to take this thing slowly, and they got to build around the quarterback. So, again, this is a 3-year process for the Tennessee Titans. It's not just this year. Cam may come out and do well, and they may win some games. All right. But more than likely, Cam's going to come out. He's going to struggle some. He's going to get a hold of the NFL and get it down, and then he's going to start to develop even more. But yet and still, this team may not be a playoff caliber team until the next year or even after that.
Hot take. We know we're starting Cam. This is also off the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We know we're starting Cam, so let's cut Van Jefferson and Tyler Lockett. Go
Why?
All in with the young receivers. D-Maze.
No. We can't do that.
His previous text was, I'm with D-Maze. But yes. Now he's going. Now you think he's gone off the deep end.
Yeah. You may have taken a left turn on that one. I get what you're saying. You want the young guys to play. I understand that. But you got to be careful because you don't want to pit a young quarterback with a bunch of young receivers, because just like the quarterback is learning the offense, these receivers are learning the offense. And you want to make sure you have some veteran guys in there that knows how to practice, that knows how to prepare, that knows how to go out and play games, that are trustworthy. Not to say that the young guys, DK and Al Manor, those guys will not become that. It's just right now, the best way to help Cam Ward is that you have a veteran guy like Cam Ward or Vance Jefferson. Vance Jefferson or Tyler Lockett. More importantly, Tyler Lockett and Ridley, because they've been in the league longer. But I wouldn't get rid of those guys unless, okay, if you want to get rid of Bubba, you better go get Terry McLaurin. Because receivers, everybody don't start off like Jefferson and Chase and you know, some of these other guys that have come off. Typically, it takes them a while to get going. And we're talking about first-round draft picks. These guys that they drafted this year was fourth- and fifth-round draft picks. Not to say that they won't end up being studs. I hope they are. But I don't think you would be doing your quarterback any justice by throwing him in there with a bunch of young players.
When we come back, we're going to go around the league and ask D-Maze. He mentioned Terry McLaurin. That's one of the big stories going on around the NFL right now. Of course, you got the whole fallout from Micah Parsons and his trade demand that happened on Friday. So we'll hit that and a couple other news and notes around the NFL. This week's Nashville's best deal is Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar, award-winning gourmet pizzas, handcrafted beverages, and get swept up in the thrill of live sports at Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar, your go-to spot for good times. Boomba's has locations in East Nashville. Shout out to the East Side. D-Mates and I have been there.
East Side?
Spring Hill and Murfreesboro also has Boomba's. So get half off a $30 gift card now while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. D-Maze, Vingan, and Donick coming your way down the stretch, our first day from the 3-6 time slot. And we are going strong. Jimmy Wyatt has put out the 2025 unofficial depth chart. And this will fall in line with what we've been talking about today. There really are no surprises that I can see on this depth chart, especially if we consider Lloyd Cushenberry and L'Jarius Sneed are still on the PUP. So they're not really considered for starting, but it's exactly what you would predict. There are no surprises at all. Should we be a little puzzled by that? You've always been one, D-Mace, that has said you want competition in training camp.
That you do. You want competition. But the way this is, I mean, I'm not sure. There's no surprises, but I'm not sure if I thought that there would be any surprises. Because if you know, you watch camp, as we have, I don't think the backups have done enough to outshine the starters on either side of the ball. Now, you know, they've talked about the young rookie receivers, but I don't think they've done enough to supplant Tyler Lockett or Van Jefferson to be in that first roster and, you know, on the first team. But ultimately, I mean, they may end up doing that. This is, you know, an unofficial depth chart put up by Jim Wyatt. But, yeah, I mean, I wonder how it's going to shake out once we start to get into preseason games, because a guy like Femi Oladejo, is he going to be a guy that can play his way into the starting lineup? You know, can one of these young receivers play their way into a starting lineup or, you know, playing starting minutes? Let's say that. So, but outside that, I mean, Legarius is hurt. So the defensive backs, you know, Brownlee and Baker, that's what I assumed, you know, going into preseason, that those guys were going to be the two starters. So, you know, outside of the receivers, maybe the linebacker position, there could be some space for you know, a surprise, you know, individual. And maybe once we get in the preseason game, maybe the second preseason game, the lineup looks a lot different than the first one.
That is – maybe we should keep this one and see if there are end up being any changes between now and a couple of games into the preseason. Let's go around the league a little bit, D-Mace. Your thoughts on the two players that are making a lot of noise around the league right now, Terry McLaurin and Micah Parsons. It just doesn't seem sensible that either one of their teams would really consider trading them at this point. Do you think either one of them actually will get traded?
I don't think Micah Parsons is getting traded. You know, a team is going to have to give up way too much to get Micah Parsons. And best believe Jerry Jones is going to make it that way. That if you want Micah Parsons, you may want to give up a few first-round picks for the next couple of years to get him. You know, so he's going to make it in such a way that either you're going to make the dumb move or people are going to say, you know what, that's a little bit too much for me. We're going to back off. I expect them to get a deal done. And once they get the deal done, man, and one thing I know about this business is that once that check is cashed, I forget about why I was mad at you. Why was I mad at you again?
Yeah. Well, but
upset?
Why would Micah Parsons be any different? Now, he's only 26, mm-hmm. and so I do wonder if there's a team out there that could even scarf together, you know, the amount of draft picks we're talking here and have the cap space to say, let's go for it. We're a Micah Parsons away from being really good. I don't know off the top of my head who that team would be. Mm-hmm. Well, so like, because Myles Garrett is the one, like, he was like, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not playing for the – well, yes, you are. You got the money.
They gave him enough money. You're said, playing. Okay.
And Garrett's been around a little longer, I think, than Parsons.
Uh-huh. He has.
But I'm sure the Browns looked around and said, we can't trade you. No, nobody's offering us what we would need to trade you. We're just going to stick it out. So get used to it.
And we'll just pay you the money that you want. And he said, okay. And he said, why was I mad at you again? I'm a Cleveland Brown for life. Okay. But again, money cures all sort of contentiousness between the owner and player, or owner and or GM and agent. So I expect Jerry Jones to sign Parsons to the biggest deal that any defensive player has gotten. And then we will not hear about this anymore. The only thing we'll hear about is Dallas Cowboys blowing it once again and either not making it to the playoffs or they're losing the first round.
They're between a rock and a hard place, which is where they find themselves a lot, right? Mm-hmm. They pay their stars big money. I can see why Jerry Jones is like, well, this isn't working, mm-hmm. right? They paid Dak Prescott a ton of money.
Uh-huh.
They paid CeeDee Lamb a ton of money. And when you pay, you have so much tied up into such a small amount of players, it's hard to make it right with the rest of your roster. And they play against Washington, who's all of a sudden really good.
Mm-hmm. They're in a tough division.
And you've got the Eagles, the champions. So
you're in a tough division.
They may be better suited rebuilding, but that just doesn't fly in Dallas,
that's
right?
That's not what their fans want. Dallas got to stay. As the Dallas is like, they always got to be in the headlines. They always do. That's just Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. If they ain't in the headlines, then football ain't going. So Jerry makes sure that they're in the headlines already. I mean, all the time. Now, going over to the Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin, and I was listening to, I think it was Big Joe and Chase. It might have been Big Joe and Chase. Or, no. It was Next Man Up with Jake. And I think Jake and Paul was on. And they talked about McLaurin not having the numbers. Well, you got to understand, McLaurin has played with like five or six quarterbacks.
Yeah, and more than that. Yeah, like we listed him on Friday.
It's been a carousel of quarterbacks for McLaurin. And
there's guys that you've already forgotten about
exactly.
that were starting games for them just a couple of years ago. Sam Howell, like Jaden Daniels has made you forget about that list, but that list is very long of guys who have thrown at least a couple of passes to Terry McLaurin.
And
I think that's his argument. It's like, I've put in the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the tough times. I've propped you up.
Now pay me.
Now it's time for you to reward me.
And he's right. You know, you had me playing with all these, you know, journeyman quarterbacks, and I still went out there and did my job. I was the basically only bright thing on the offense most of the time. And now you want to kind of like play games with me in regards to signing me. Sports isn't fair, especially not professional sports. But when you have someone like Terry McLaurin who has been in it with you and has been on bad team after bad team and was, you know, there when the old regime was there as far as owners, you should reward a guy like this, because if you believe your quarterback is who he is, those 13 touchdowns will not be an aberration. He will have 10 next year, me McLaurin, or 11 next year, or he may have more than 13. So if you believe that much in your quarterback, pay your wide receiver. That's my thing. I don't think they're going to trade him. Maybe they get something for him. Maybe somebody want to trade for him. But I don't think Washington's not in a place, I think, to get rid of or trade away Terry McLaurin, because they got a good 1-2 punch with Daniels and McLaurin, and the fan base love it. And to get rid of half of that, I think you would be doing your own self an injustice as an organization.
We've got a quick ticket giveaway to give out before the end of the show here, and David, I think what you sent me, I'm trying to figure out.
So it is for it's a pair of tickets to go see Robert Randolph at Fog Street Lawn Club.
Okay. So if you are a Robert Randolph fan, you're going to go see him at Fog Street Lawn Club if you're the third caller. 615-737-1025. Just a little reward on our first show on Drive Time. Now, before we get out of here, D-Mace, I do want to ask you about the Browns quarterback situation, because that's the other thing we wanted to hit in this segment. Kenny Pickett has had a hamstring issue. He's just getting back to practice. Dylan Gabriel also has had a hamstring issue. Shedeur Sanders had a sore arm, so he's missed a little practice time. So Joe Flacco is the healthiest guy of
the
all these guys.
And he keeps
Yeah, and he keeps getting all the first-team reps. We know his history a couple years ago in Cleveland. How do you think that's all going to shake out, especially with Shedeur saying today, look, my dad, he's had the health problems. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to become the story, so I'd rather have him not come.
I'm not sure what is going on in Cleveland, because you hear conflicting things. Some you hear Shedeur's doing really good. Then you hear, oh no, he's not doing really good. He's not even getting reps in this, or he's getting the first or the second team reps. So it's just been this inconsistency with the messaging coming out about their quarterbacks. I believe the way it's going to go, Joe going to end up being a starter, because I think he gives them the best opportunity to win early, I believe. And then it's going to be between Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, whoever wins that number two spot and the third guy. They may keep him on the roster, because if you put him on a practice squad, you chance to losing him. So they may end up having Joe Flacco as a starter and two young quarterbacks.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that one for sure, especially in the context of what we've talked about all day today, and that is the Titans and Cam Ward. No media availability tomorrow at practice. They'll be back on the practice field Wednesday morning. We'll be checking that out, and we will continue our action tomorrow on DVD, our new time slot, 3 to 6, and we look forward to Adam rejoining us tomorrow. Great opening act.
Absolutely.
D-Mace, I'll see you tomorrow at 3.
Absolutely. Hey, love on your people. Be love. Have a safe, blessed, and wonderful Monday. I know y'all are headed home, so keep your eyes on the road. I love you. Peace.